Hello.
Good morning. My name is Tiffany, and I was calling you back from customer service.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out the charges that I keep getting. I found this on my bank account.
Okay, let me see if I can get an account pulled up. What's your zip code, ma'am?
49087.
Your first and last name, please.
Paula
Okay, thank you. And may I
Loya.
get you to verify your shipping address for me?
9133 Alador, Schoolcraft, Michigan. Four
Okay, thank
nine
you.
three seven. Yeah.
Okay, so it shows the 19th of April. It shows that the Focus Pods was ordered at the shipping cost, which is for $5.97. And then it shows the Focus Pods with the warranty at the shipping cost of $18.94.
What is
Now,
that?
it's a pair of ear pods that was ordered along with a warranty. And it shows that the ear pods was based on a 14-day trial. And if the customer does not cancel before the 14 days of that trial ends, then they're going to charge you for those ear pods, which is a one-time payment.
Oh my goodness. Wow, that's how they got me, huh? No, it said I won the I took like a survey for somebody and then instead if I paid the shipping and handling, I would receive these. I didn't see anything about the other stuff. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because
Okay.
it's only like when they say you want it, it's only where you just win it for 14 days. You have to, really just read those terms and conditions because it tells you it's only for 14 days. And after that, then they're going to charge a one-time payment for each one of them.
Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that clears that up. So no more charges will go to my debit card.
Now, one of the pods payment was declined when they tried to send it through May the 5th for the $69.97. That one was
Yep.
declined, so they will try to send it back through again.
Yeah, they I got a contact from my banks. They thought it was like an unusual charge, so they And I didn't recognize the thing at all because I didn't know what that was. And I said, "Yeah, I have no idea what that was."
Yes,
And so
ma'am.
they closed out my debit card and everything, like turned it off. Yeah.
Gotcha. So what I do on that charge, Miss Paula, I go ahead and cancel that $69.97 so they do not try to send it back through. And then on the one that did come out, which is the $64.97, if you don't mind me asking, have you did like a dispute or something on that charge?
What was it for?
The 64, you got one for $64.97.
Yeah, I disputed only one charge.
Yeah, that's the one that came out. Okay. So since you disputed the one that did come out, which is for the $64.97, if you could call back with your card holders and they can just verify that the dispute is being dropped, then they're issuing, a refund on that charge for you. You just have to call back with your card holders.
Okay, so it's too late to send these things back.
Now, they don't take them back, but all you have to do is just call back with your card holders online. As long as they just, verify that the dispute is no longer in place, they'll issue you, a refund. I'm not for sure if it would be a full refund, but they will issue you some type of a refund on that charge. You just have to call back with your card holders.
Oh, what's the who do I call? I'm confused.
Okay, so when you call, just reach out to your bank and just tell them that you spoke with the merchant and that we're willing to do a refund on the charge for you. We just need
Okay.
for you to call back with them on the line so they can verify to us that the dispute is being dropped, and then we can go ahead and issue the refund for you, which would be a
Oh,
full, and it will also be, well, it would actually be a full refund, okay?
okay. All right. Well, right now I don't even have well, I have an account, but I don't even have a debit card 'cause I'm waiting on a new one 'cause they shut everything down.
Yeah, even if when they do issue the refund, it's actually going to go into that account that that card was associated with.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. And then do I call?
This
Okay,
number.
so I'm gonna this number here. Okay. All right. Got it.
All righty. And I already got the account notated that I advise you to, call back with your card holders, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.